Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon, sir. My name is Robert. We're conducting an interview of voters on Ohio about important issues, sir.
Uh-huh.
To make sure that you have a representative sample, sir, can you please tell me your age? Is it between 18 to 29, sir? 30 or 49, 50, 64, or over 65 years old, sir?
Which party is this for?
This is actually, sir, is due to the past elections on the abortion. We just want to know what you think about that.
I was not for abortion.
Okay. Well, this is a good way to actually for you to to say what you feel, sir. This is actually completely personal, sir, and it's it's your opinion actually counts, sir. So, what are you HPLB, sir? Are you between 18 and 29?
No, I'm 40. Between 30, what did you say, 35 and 40?
30 and 49, sir.
30 and 49, that's me.
Okay. A user in the United States generally classify people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian or other. What are you considering yourself? You consider yourself Hispanic or Latino? Thank you, sir. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio, sir?
I am.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio, November 7th of 2023. Did you vote for in this election? Yes or no?
I did.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's still a long time away in the next major election, sir, in the country. Will be in the presidential election taking place on November 2024. How likely would you say that you are to vote on the general elections? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you, sir. Is your opinion is the most important problems or issues currently facing the United States, sir? What is the ones that actually apply to you? Jobs and economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortage, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policies, socialism, fascism, workism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine in their war with Russia, spending too much in Ukraine in their war with Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate changes, racism and racist relations, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, mass shooting violence, gun violence, division of the political parties, polarization, Donald Trump, this disinformation or propaganda, election security, Israel, humans, Palestine.
I would say the most important is the economy at this point.
Economy, thank you, sir. Where we are with economy. Okay, thank you. Let me continue. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year election? On your election day? A few days before the election day? A few weeks before the election day? Months before the election day?
Months before the election day.
Thank you, sir.
It's my civic duty.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. In just a few words, if you had to narrow down to just one thing, what would be the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election for Ohio? In your own words, sir.
Responsibility.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Here is a summary of what's just issued on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary provides a state constitutional right to make and carry one's own reproductive decision, including but not limited to decision about abortion, conception, fertility treatment, miscarriage and care, and continuing pregnancy, and allowing the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make the carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes on issue one or no on issue one?
I voted no against issue one.
Thank you. Why did you vote no on issue one, sir?
I voted no on issue one because I don't think that it should be an amendment to the Ohio Constitution.
So you say don't think it should be?
Don't change the Constitution.
Okay.
You might make a law, but, you know,
it shouldn't
be a...
Thank you, sir. You said you vote no on issue one in November 7th, the election in Ohio. When did exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on this issue one? On election day? A few days before the election day? A few weeks before the election day? Months before the election day?
Weeks.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read some different ways on the people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in the election cycle. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, YouTube, Spanish language online digital ads and videos, social media, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone's coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direction mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church or social clubs, community groups.
English ads on TV and online.
Thank you. And online, you say, huh?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, when considering an issue that is specifically focused on productive health or abortion access, those options are perspective to do you trust and respect the most as well as believe to be the most credible. Friends or family, healthcare medical professionals, faith, religious leader, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wives, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers.
Who I find to be the most credible about this issue?
Say it again, sir. I'm sorry.
Who I find the most credible
mm-hmm.
about the issue?
Mm-hmm.
I would say doctors and medical professionals.
So you said healthcare and medical professionals. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you remember as specific things that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to that November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted or how or if you voted on this election? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted you to vote on this election? What is the particular thing that you specifically impacted you on how you voted on this election?
I would have to say just personal stories of individual mothers who regretted their decision to have an abortion.
And you said mothers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or would be mothers.
Or would be mothers. Sorry, sir. Mother's experience too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how would you vote on this issue one? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Why?
It's just, it's a it's a multi-faceted decision in regard to my religious beliefs, my my own standards at which how I live my life, and I don't the other part of it is I don't want my tax dollars to pay for it for right. somebody else's reasons, whatever, you know, if you're going to have one, you can do what you want to do, but I don't think that tax dollars should pay for multiple abortions from women who are irresponsible, at least irresponsible. You know, there's certain situations they can't help, obviously rape, incest, you can't help, but mm-hmm. I don't think tax dollars should pay for women to have, just have abortions just to have them.
Okay, cool. Did you, at any point during the campaign, change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. We're almost done, sir. We're halfway. Did you, at any point during the campaign, change your mind on whether or not, actually, I'm sorry, why?
Say that one more time.
Did you, the question that I asked you first was, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote? And you say no.
No.
Why?
Oh, okay. So why? Mm-hmm. It's like I said before, it's a responsibility for every citizen to vote. Whether or not they agree with the issues that are being put forward, you should vote.
Okay. One second, I'm writing all that out right now again. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate on Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump opposed partial birth abortion and later terms abortions, but if issue one passes the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of a mother. Republican or Democrats oppose the late terms abortion, allowing under issue one joined by voting number one issue. Did you find this argument convincing? Very convincing. So what convincing? Not very convincing. Not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all, because there's probably a play on words. You know, there. I mean, it's either on either side. To me, it's probably half truth. You know, if something's not being said in the manner in which it was supposed to be said, so it's okay. Not completely false. It's not completely true.
Okay, thank you. Legal expert says issue one allows the abortion after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this agreement convincing or unconvincing? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not even convincing, not convincing at all.
I think somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never, especially when the victim or the rape is a child, but that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, not convincing at all?
I would say somewhat convincing.
Thank you. When faced a personal medical decision, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting on yes on one is so important. In Ohio, extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest, issue one, even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio family will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, not convincing at all?
I would say somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Your data is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some rights to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to Ohio Constitution, this state shall not interfere with the individuals getting abortions or say changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not convincing at all, not convincing at all. I mean, sorry, not very convincing, not convincing at all.
I would say somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. Which party mostly shares your personal views in the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans?
Republican.
Thank you. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote on 2024 elections? Jobs and economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficits, product storage, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policies, socialism, fascism, workism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine in the war with Russia, spending too much in Ukraine in the war with Russia, healthcare, abortion, global climate changes, racism and race relations, terrorism, income and inequality, gun control, gun safe, mass shooting, gun violence, division of political parties, polarization, Donald Trump, disinformation propaganda, election security, Israel, human, Palestine.
Cool. Excuse me. I would say number one is the economy
and jobs.
Inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, economy, jobs, inflation, then the national deficit,
mm-hmm.
then immigration, customs, mm-hmm. border patrol type
okay.
stuff.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if you have to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact in your vote or candidate on November 2024 election? Economy issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting democracy in the United States.
Can you say the first one again? I lost you.
Sure. Economy issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
I would definitely say economy and inflation.
Thank you. Will be the issue of abortion and reproductive rights plays an important role for you and personally in the determining how you will vote on November 2024? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way, but in November 2024, election for United States Senator in Ohio will be held today, and the candidates waiting and cumbersome Sherrod Brown as a Democratic Party nominee for the United States Senate or the Republican Party nominee for the United States. For who would you vote? Definitely Democrat Sherrod Brown. Probably Democrat Sherrod Brown.
I'll probably vote Republican, to be honest.
So on that side is undecided. Probably the Republican's nominee. Definitely the Republican's nominee.
Well, I mean, depending on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't vote just on party lines, but...
Got it. So you say probably.
Probably Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way, but in November 2024, elections for president will be held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat Party nominee, Donald Trump, the Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or you're currently undecided. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, third party candidate, undecided.
Definitely Donald Trump.
Thank you. Why?
If we rewind back to where we were as a nation, we were energy independent. We were gaining ground in the economy. The economy was turning around, and then, you know, the coronavirus happened, which stifled us. But, I would just, like I said, the most important thing to me is the economy and inflation and the deficit, and I think we're about to turn a corner with Donald Trump, and I think he did a good job. America needs a businessman and a cheerleader at the helm, and I think he did that well.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost done. Just a couple questions, and we are finished with the interview. In what country were you born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, South America, Dominican Republic, Cuban, Spain.
I was born in America, in the United States.
Thank you, sir. In what country were your parents or your grandparents born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexican, Central America, South America, Republic Dominican, Cuban, Spain.
Parents born in America, in the U.S., and my grandparents were born in Puerto Rico.
Okay, so let's see, where are you at, Puerto Rico? Okay, got it. Okay. Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify as agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
The Republican Party at the moment.
Thank you.
Unless it gets...
Do you consider yourself... Great. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I would say conservative, middle of the road.
Got it. Okay.
Kind of almost like socially, socially liberal, but fiscally conservative.
A little bit of everything, just to
Middle road. Middle road.
Yep. Gotcha. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25,000? Between 25 and 50,000? Between 50,000 and 75,000? Between 75,000 and 100,000? More than 100,000?
I think we do okay. We're probably between 75 and 95.
Okay, great. Thank you. What is your gender? Male, female, transgender male, transgender female, gender variant, no conforming, non-binary.
Male.
Thank you. Sorry for that question, but
no.
Thank you for your participation, sir. We appreciate it.
No problem.
And have a great and wonderful day, sir. Thank you.
You too. Have a great holiday.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you. You too, sir. Thank you.